Good morning. Was the song a happy one or a sad one? Bit sad. It's talking about Baba flying off and becoming an angel, and we also want to go with you, and why don't you come and meet us just once? And I was thinking, Baba's come and met us thousands of times. Literally thousands. I haven't counted how many Avyat Muralis we've had. It must be a few thousand. So today we again have the Avyat Revision Course Murali. And Baba has mentioned the main Murali is about the different stages that we have of love and cooperation and power. And it's a very clear mirror, so I won't take up time detailing anything of that. And then another very big section about the power of love and how love fluctuates, but it's very beautiful. But Baba's also mentioned something that I did want to take up. Baba said, you have many, many treasures. And I think you'll agree, if you start counting all the different treasures that Baba has given us, it's enormous. But out of these, Baba said, two are the most important. And think about what your answer would be. And Baba's answer is, time and thoughts. Time and thoughts are the two most important treasures that you have. And if you're using these treasures well, then you're going to use all the other treasures in the right way also. So it's like the foundation of everything. So am I using my time in a worthwhile way? Where does my time go? Does most of my time go on taking care of my physical chariot? How many hours do I sleep? And it is true that the lighter you become, the shorter the sleep, and yet it's not deprivation. People always talk about how yogis are deprived of sleep. This isn't a question of deprivation that Baba wants us to be unwell, but how good is the quality of my sleep? And that's connected with the other treasure, the way I use my mind. Am I allowing my mind to get heavy? Am I allowing my mind to go round and round in circles? And if there's nothing worthwhile coming out of the power of the mind, the heaviness brings me down. And that has an impact on sleep. So many other factors too, but I know the health aspects. But this is one very important factor. How am I using my time? How much is it for myself? How much is it for fulfilling my responsibilities? That you can't change. Whatever duties I have, whether it's lokik or alokik, let me do them in the right consciousness, in the right spirit, in the right awareness. How much time am I able to give to Baba? And so when Baba tells us 8, 8, 8, and Baba says 8 hours for yourself, 8 hours for work, and 8 hours for God, it's a very good lesson. So am I able to manage that? So 8 hours for myself, it's not just sleeping, but whatever else it is I need to fit in. But the 8 hours for Baba. And in terms of 8 hours responsibility and work, it's very interesting because Daddy had told us at one point that if I'm surrendered and I'm living in Baba's home, 8 hours of service is really just to cover my karmic account, because I'm taking from the yajna, and so 8 hours service is really just covering my karmic account. That was very interesting when we had that discussion. And then 8 hours for Baba, it's the rest. Interesting, isn't it? And so yes, whatever are my responsibilities, let me fulfill those in the right awareness and right consciousness. And then beyond that, 8 hours for Baba. And when I'm actually doing service, am I in that awareness that it is service? Karma Yoga, is it for Baba? Is it in that awareness? And of course, pure yoga. Now, 4 hours of yoga, I think many tell me that, especially with the tension in January, they've been able to manage that. But 8 hours? So, I don't know anybody who sits in one corner for 8 hours, but 8 hours connected with Baba. So my time, it's not a question of, well, I think maybe this, maybe that. But Baba's given us very clear guidelines how to be able to check the self. Where is my time going? And if it's going in other things, okay, Baba says, yes, keep the body, the chariot healthy. So if you're going for a walk, that's fine. But is that also a time when I'm chatting and gossiping? Or is it a time, if I'm with others, it's a heart-to-heart conversation about what Baba says? And I see many going out on walks after, not in this weather, but usually when it's nicer, going out after class. And so, when I walk, am I churning if I'm alone? And if I'm walking with others, am I chatting about Baba's Gyan? That will then tell me whether I'm on track or not. So many things that we do that maybe it slips away in a different direction. Can I bring it back on track? And then thoughts. Where are my thoughts going? And Lokic people will always say that, well, I don't know where I went for the last half hour. My body was here, but my mind went somewhere else. They acknowledge that very openly. And Brahmins don't always acknowledge it, but it still happens. And in terms of work, where I need to focus and concentrate, Baba's not saying, don't do that. But that's not wrong, it's not waste. It's what I need to do with honesty. And so focusing on what I need to do in terms of whether it's Baba's work, because it's a lot of work that isn't vocal service, it's a lot of work that's administrative work. And so when I need to focus, fine. But beyond that, where is my mind going? Is it going off here and there? Or is it disciplined and organized? And it's interesting, the points from the Murali, the blessings, the slogan, and at the moment, the points to become equal to the Father link up in a very clear way. And so, in the point of becoming like the Father, Baba's taken up this aspect of, is my mind under control? Where are my thoughts going? And Baba's connected it also with the buddhi, the intellect. Is my intellect strong? Does it have the power to apply a break when I need to apply a break? Or I'm trying to stop thoughts going to the past, trying to stop thoughts worrying about the future, but I can't manage it. And then the reason why the mind and intellect are not strong and powerful, Baba said, it's because you have too many thoughts. You're not able to stop your thoughts when you need to. And as a result of that, the soul doesn't have power. And something I realized that, again, people in the world out there will acknowledge that they always need, and that is the power to make, the power to have clear discernment and the power to make decisions. So discernment capacity and decision making capacity. A lot of time gets wasted when decisions are not being made. But it's also because there isn't the clarity in discernment. And so too many thoughts, and there's a fog and it's cloudy and you don't know exactly what's going on. So saving energy, conserving energy. Where are my thoughts going? It's a huge treasure that everybody has. Nobody can say, I don't have it. Good health, some may not. Wealth, some may not. But my mind, that's my treasure. And what I do with it is absolutely up to me. And so am I conserving the energy of my mind so that my buddhi gets a chance just to be clear, instead of the mind just jumping up with thoughts and feelings and emotions and clouding it. And so the state of detachment, yes, but also the break, powerful, by allowing it to experience silence. I was mentioned the seed stage. Over the last week in Hindi and English classes, we've been talking about how every level of yoga is important. Every relationship with Baba is important. So don't say, I just want the seed stage, I don't want anything else. No, every other step is powerful in its own way, powerful in helping me develop everything that I need to develop in my life. But then finally, yes, the seed stage. And not only for the burning of sins and settling my accounts, but also today Baba's mentioned, it's that stage in which you're practicing silence and the seed stage that you're going to be able to have the power to discern and the power to decide. And if Maya is interfering in my discernment capacity, and where I can't differentiate between what is my desire and what is it that Baba wants me to do, what is real service, you can imagine that it's so easy to get off track. And so my own feelings come in the way in terms of my discernment, and the old image that we used to have of the pair of scales, and if the pointer is not central, if it's going in one direction or the other direction, my discernment and my decision making are impaired. And so, less thoughts. And the power to be able to know where it is I need to give my attention and think about something, and where I don't need to do that. I found that when I was thinking about, well, what is it that people out there need? Everyone, everyone. Some will say peace, some will say happiness, some will say love, whatever. But there'll be one thing that everybody agrees when you talk it through with them, and that is, how can I increase my discernment capacity? How can I increase my decision-making capacity? Everybody, everybody will agree. However good it is, it can always be improved. It can always be taken on a higher level. And so for Brahmins also, at one point Baba said, why is it that you're not able to see that Maya is coming and send it away from a distance so that it doesn't actually come, and then you have to battle with it and then takes time and energy? Baba said, it's because your discernment capacity isn't so strong. And so outside people will acknowledge, but Brahmins also. So can I refine my discernment capacity so that I am clear in thinking and coming to a decision? It's very interesting how we make a decision and very quickly we have to change it. Or sometimes we make a decision and then out of ego we say, I have to stick with it. So, let me take the time. I don't need to decide instantly. Little things, yes, maybe, but big things, no. I remember at one point, Avyak Baba had told Dadiji, when you're walking along, people catch you and they say to you, Daddy, I need an answer for this now. Don't give them an answer now. Tell them, come and see me and sit with them quietly and understand what it is. But also, at times you may need to say, leave it with me. I need to go to Baba's room and ask Baba. And so never be pushed into making a quick decision about things that are really valuable and important. As I say, little things and it's fine, but big things need to listen, but also need to spend time in Baba's room and ask Baba, maybe. So the treasure of time and thoughts. Time, I think, people in the world always say time and money, same thing. And they value money a lot, and so they value time a lot, which is good. But for Brahmins, it's even more precious because it's Sangam Yuga. The whole cycle, time is important, but especially Sangam Yuga. And especially because this is the opportunity that Baba's reminded us today, one will bring you thousandfold return. I use my time well, and the return of that is huge. I use my thoughts well, and the fruit of that is instant. Whatever seeds I'm sowing through my pure thoughts for the future is whatever it is, that just planting the seed of my thought today, pure, powerful, elevated truth based on Baba's Gyan, then yes, the immediate return is I'm going to feel full and content and everything in my life being worthwhile. My thoughts not being used in the right way and I'm drained, I'm empty and I'm seeking from outside and I'm going to be disappointed because whatever comes is only going to be limited. And because I'm not content, then there's going to be reactions with others also and discontent being generated around me. So it's very beautiful how Baba has not just come once. The song was asking Baba just to come once. But Baba has come thousands of times and given us thousands of insights into what we need to do now. One thought bringing multiple return. But of course that thought leads to words, good words, the result, beautiful, and good karma. And of course one thought bringing thousandfold return, fruits, happiness today and power today, but for the future also. So, beautiful treasures that Baba's again shared today. I'm going to keep my comments short because there's a fair amount of information to share. As you know, that is in Hong Kong and amazing service happening there. But our good fortune that as it stands now, who knows, drama, but as it stands, that is likely to be here the last week of April and will be here with us through till the 22nd of May. Drama, drama, drama. But and please keep 19th May in your calendar. We're trying to see if we can have a UK gathering of Brahmins on that date. So we have 3 weekends, but we're thinking about the 19th of May. So save the date, advance notice. And the other Sunday, it's a Sunday. And again, something that you might have heard a buzz, the Shivani Ben is coming. You've heard that? Okay. she starts her tour around the 20th of June in the UK. I say around, maybe she comes 19th, maybe, you'll see. And continues on to Europe from the 25th, from the 25th through to July the 8th. So it'll be Leicester, Manchester and Wembley Arena, which has 8,000 capacity. Up to the challenge? Family and friends? Should I say we increase it to 10,000? We have the option. Who says 8? No one. Who says 10? Oh, very enthusiastic. Great, that's lovely. And then she'll go to France and Italy and Germany and Belgium and Spain and Portugal. And so we'll let you have all the details as things develop. And then you can let your friends across Europe also know. And we'll be sending out a save the date email to contacts by the beginning of February. And you'll be able to forward that to your friends and colleagues so that they know when she'll be in the UK. Early April, we'll have sorted out the website and ticketing facility. A lot of detail about that you'll hear later. And the booking of tickets will start at that time, around the beginning of April. So in another week, we'll have all these things lined up. So stay in touch. And if you're not signed up to receive leaflet emails from Rosemary, Rosemary, can you stand? So please speak to her so that you get the up-to-date news. And two more things before I leave the stage, because we're going to be seeing the GCH website in just a minute. It's been a long wait, but lots of things happen all the time, and so it's been worth waiting. And so we'll have a short glimpse of it now. But also one more thing to say, because I won't take the mic again. Zara is going to sing a song for Baba just before Bhog.
Om Shanti, everyone. Okay. I don't know if anyone knows, but I'm here to present a piece of music, and it is something that I have been working on for a long time, and it is my special task for Baba, which is to produce high vibrational, high frequency music to transform the consciousness of the people. And so I would like to present you with a musical composition which is entitled Stay Seated on Baba's Heart Throne. So I hope you like it. Thank you.